Last time on Culture File, we found that not knowing can be a strong suit if faced with the drama of Ender Walsh, when Stephen Ray explained everything that's good about uncertainty. This time in the onward voyage in search of Ballyturk, Walsh's latest, we meet the writer, along with his longtime collaborator Cillian Murphy, as we march a little deeper into the cloud of unknowing. So I know very little bit about the play, and I don't think that's a complete accident.
No, because I think it's really sort of it's hard to start talking about a play sort of like this, but also it's really hard talking about when you start talking about a play and you're telling an audience what the play is, and you go and then this happens and then the plot is such and such and the set is sort of designed as that, and you think there's absolutely no point going to the play anymore. So there's a bit of that, but also it's actually really really difficult to talk about the sort of play without actually sort of the whole thing giving everything away really.
But the only problem with that, of course, is that people will leap in and make up things. And from what I hear, the play is about two males with a long relationship. So immediately I think of the long history between yourself and Cillian, going back to Disco Pigs and the many times you've worked together and the funny effects that must have had on your relationships.
Well, look, that's pretty good. I mean, there is. I mean, the thing is about friendship, and it's watching sort of a friendship under sort of like, I mean, it's about many things. One of the things it's about is about friendship, and watching a friendship being put under sort of like severe sort of like, you know, pressure by something that's sort of brought into the room. And so it's about that, but it's about other things, and it's about, you know, it's about death and how we, you know, choose to sort of like, you know, carry on and live and all that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll second that. And I agree. I think that the most exciting thing, and it's very hard to protect these days, is to walk into a film or a play and go, come on, surprise me, you know? Because nowadays, people are obsessed about knowing everything before the fact and immediately, and I think it's nice to kind of protect that if we can. You know, there's nothing, we're not trying to hide anything.
I think when we're up and sort of when people are showing it and sort of like, and people are going to sort of know, but I think people will also want to hold a lot of the information back within the play. Not that the sort of twists and turns or anything like that, but actually sort of physically what's happening within the play. Mm-hmm. I think people will just go. It is what it is. It's sort of like, you know, it's its own thing.
For the people that are familiar with Ender's work, I mean, I think they will see something that they will recognise in the character and in all characters in the play. But I think also, well, I think what Ender's doing now is sort of pushing that form more. And I think it's a very exciting development in his work, this play. I mean, what I will say with the character is that we meet him at one point and he does go on this incredible journey over the course of the play, and it's a very changed character at the end of 90 minutes.
There's a lot of noise in the play in their heads, and they're trying to sort of navigate sort of above that and try to find out actually where they are, where they actually are, and what is this place. So they begin, it's that sort of fundamental question that we ask ourselves when we walk into a sit in the theatre and you see the set and go, okay, where am I? And I think the sort of the characters ask themselves that again and again and again, and potentially sort of reach the end of the show and might still be asking, were we there?
I never look for anything easy. That's not really what I'm after. It shouldn't be easy, I think. I think they're always demanding of a performer. I think they're demanding of an audience, and that's what I'm interested in, you know. And I think you have to leap as an audience and as an actor, physically and mentally. You got to do it, and he does make his actors work really, really, really hard. I mean, I think that's been a constant throughout a lot of the plays from way back. And that's something, there's something very sort of winning about that, I think, from an audience point of view, isn't there? As you watch an actor really, really work hard to get to the meaning of this, or to get to the sense of this piece. And so, he makes us work hard. So you always, the thing about this, I will say this, I always come out of an Ender Walsh play incredibly fit. I really only have my instinct. That's all I've really relied on over the years. And as I get older, it feels like I rely on it more. And you learn craft and you learn, you know, technique and stuff as you progress, but really the strongest thing is your gut and your instinct, and and trusting mine and trusting Enda's and the other actors in the room.
Enda, were you surprised, or are you surprised, to find yourself back in the kind of mainstream of your work after something like Once Happened? And obviously that's like being brought up to the mountain and the land below you being offered to you. How do you manage to say, well, actually, I have a body of work that I'm still working on, and I'm not going to do more musicals now?
Yeah, I know. It's I really, really enjoyed doing that work. It was a great sort of, you know, whatever it was, few weeks of my life to actually sort of make it. It was a really, really lovely thing to do. And there's a part of me that would sort of like, yeah, they're two very, very different things. And these plays, you know, like sort of Bally Turk and Mr. Man and, you know, all that sort of war far sort of bit, are actually just, there's a little bit of sort of opening a vein and going, trying to sort of express something and make it palatable for an audience whereby it's sort of also entertaining. And then that other work is a lot of sort of craft and sort of shape and da-da-da more, you know, but still... Yeah, there's still some sort of heart and soul in it, even though it's a completely different type of theatre.
But it doesn't seduce you?
No, I've only ever been sort of interested in worlds and just sort of getting lost in the work. I mean, I was interested in doing sort of that once thing because I just wanted to work with those people. You know, they were really good people to work with. But it's only ever been about getting lost in the work and coming out and trusting that that sort of work, you know, will move people. You don't have to sort of understand sort of music. It just sort of comes at you. And we're trying to sort of create a piece of work using words, but actually what the audience are leaving with is real atmosphere, is real tone and sort of real feeling.
So it's opera next for you by the sounds of it?
It is opera next for me, actually, yeah. I'm doing an opera next year. So yeah. But more of that later.
What is it?
Well, I can't talk about it yet. I think it's going to be announced, but it's going to be next autumn, yeah.
You're a fierce man for the not talking about it. Enda Walsh there, along with Cillian Murphy, and Bally Turk premieres at Galway International Arts Festival on July the 10th, before transferring to Dublin's Olympia on August 7th and on to Cork Opera House from August 26th. I'll get back to you with dates for Enda's opera